Act 2.
Part 5.
Your brother, Ernest! He arrived about half an hour ago.
What nonsense! I haven't got a brother.
Oh, don't say that. He is still your brother, even though he has behaved badly in the past. You mustn't be so heartless. I'll tell him to come out. And you will shake hands with him, won't you, Uncle Jack?
This is very happy news.
Since we were just getting used to his departure, his sudden return seems very distressing.
My brother is in the dining room? I don't know what it means. I think it is perfectly ridiculous. Good heavens!
Brother Jack, I have come from town to tell you that I am very sorry for all the trouble I have given you and that I will behave myself better in future.
Uncle Jack, are you going to refuse to shake your brother's hand?
Nothing will make me shake his hand. I think it is disgraceful that he has come here. He knows perfectly well why.
Uncle Jack, do be nice. There is some good in everyone. Ernest has just been telling me about his poor invalid friend, Mr. Bunbury, whom he goes to visit very often. There must be much good in Ernest if he leaves London to sit by the bed of an invalid.
Oh, he has been talking about Bunbury, has he?
Yes. He has told me all about poor Mr. Bunbury and his very bad health.
Bunbury! Well, I don't want him to talk to you about Bunbury or about anything else. It makes me furious.
Of course, I agree that I used to behave very badly, but I must say that I think Brother Jack's coldness towards me is very unkind. I expected a better welcome, especially since it is the first time I have come here.
Uncle Jack, if you don't shake hands with Ernest, I will never forgive you.
You will never forgive me?
Never, never, never.
Well, this is the last time I shall ever do it.
Oh, it is a pleasant to see a perfect reconciliation, is it not? I think we should leave the brothers together.
Cicely, you will come with us.
Certainly, Miss Prism. My task of reconciliation is over.
You have done something beautiful today, dear child.
We must not say these things too soon.
I feel very happy.
You young scoundrel, Algy. You must get out of this place as soon as possible. I don't allow any Bunburying here.
I have put Mr. Ernest's things in the room next to yours, sir.
What?
Mr. Ernest's luggage, sir. I have unpacked it and put it in the room next to your own.
His luggage?
Yes, sir. 3 large suitcases, a small suitcase, 2 hat boxes, and a large picnic basket.
I'm afraid I can only stay for a week this time.
Merriman, order the carriage at once. Mr. Ernest has suddenly been called back to town.
Yes, sir.
What a liar you are, Jack. I have not been called back to town at all.
Yes, you have.
I haven't heard anyone call me.
Your duty as a gentleman calls you back.
My duty as a gentleman has never interfered with my pleasure at all.
Yes, I quite understand that.
Well, Cicely is a darling.
You are not to talk on Miss Cardew like that. I don't like it.
Well, I don't like your clothes. You look perfectly ridiculous in them. Why don't you go upstairs and change? It is perfectly childish to be wearing black clothes for a man who is going to stay in your house for a whole week, as a guest.
You are certainly not staying with me for a whole week. You have got to leave by the 4 o'clock train.
I certainly won't leave you while you are in black clothes. That would be very unfriendly.
Well, will you go if I change my clothes?
Yes, if you are not too long. I never saw anybody else who took so long to get dressed and with such uninteresting results.
Well, at least that is better than always being overdressed like you.
If I am occasionally overdressed, I make up for it by being extremely overeducated.
Your vanity is silly. Your behavior is outrageous, and your presence in my garden is ridiculous. However, you have got to catch the 4 o'clock train, and I hope you will have a pleasant journey back to town. This Bunburying has not been a success for you.
I think it has been a great success. I'm in love with Cicely, and that is wonderful. But I must see her before I go and make arrangements for some more Bunburying. Ah, there she is.